Back to school looks a lot different this year because of the coronavirus. Many students will start the year learning remotely, and it's unclear when that will end. Parents are racing to figure out childcare before the school year starts. Some organizations in the Charlotte area are pivoting to offer remote learning programs. But as WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports, they're filling up fast.
Stephanie Sneed is stressed, more than she usually is this time of year.
The upcoming school year has my anxiety levels off the charts.
Sneed has two kids, a rising second and seventh grader. She's enrolled them in CMS's All Remote Academy, which means they'll be learning online from home for at least the first semester. Sneed is already busy enough as a lawyer and parent. Life got even more hectic back in the spring. When schools closed, she was juggling working from home and helping her kids with online school. Sneed says she was only getting a few hours of sleep a night.
I feel like I cannot do that again, but this is where I am, and it looks like that I will be doing that again.
She's still trying to decide how to handle childcare this year, like many in Charlotte and across the state. Lana Hayes is one of the leaders of a Facebook group called Charlotte Career Moms, which has about 2,800 members.
There's just so much panic around what to do with kids during the day.
Hayes has a rising first and third grader. She teamed up with a family in her neighborhood that also has two kids. They'll share a nanny who will watch the kids every school day.
When CMS made the call, I think it was like 11 o'clock at night, you know, I was watching the meeting and I posted a nanny description that night.
Hayes says she was terrified she wouldn't be able to find anyone since so many people are in the same situation. She wouldn't say exactly how much they'll pay the nanny, but she says the going rate is $15 to $20 an hour. The cost is $1,250 a month at a new distance learning program in Plaza Midwood. Liz Seegers and Holly Johnson started an organization called The Mothership last year to offer things like yoga, music, and story time. But this school year, they're turning church space, currently unused because of the coronavirus, into five classroom pods. Seegers says they'll have about 50 students.
We filled up within 2 days. I think I did probably 30 to 50 Zoom calls in a matter of 48 hours. All were about 15 minutes long, and by the end of each Zoom call, families were asking, how do we sign up? Where do we send money?
She says there's now a waiting list. The YMCA's back-to-school program is also full. In West Charlotte, the organization QC Family Tree normally hosts youth groups and community meals. Now, because of the high demand for childcare, it's turning its community space into a tiny school. Director Helms Jarrell says it'll help about 10 students from four different schools with their online learning.
We have one little clubhouse space that is currently a pottery studio that will kind of be the creative space for them. We have another that is just kind of a shed that we'll have to, I mean, it's a large shed, but it's still a shed, and we'll have to kind of fix it up, and that'll be the computer space because it's closest to the Wi-Fi.
Jarrell says QC Family Tree has so far raised $10,000 for the project, mostly from grant money. It's also asking parents to contribute on the sliding scale and chip in by helping with errands, supervising students, or providing lunch. Community organizations should follow QC Family Tree's lead, says Shemaye Haynes with the Westside Education Think Tank.
If people have open spaces with Wi-Fi access that are just a few kids could go to be able to do their virtual learning or whatever it is that they need to do, that those spaces become available.
Haynes says filling the spaces won't be a problem. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.